Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Welcome to the Trent Shelton Podcast. Welcome to 2024. You made it. Super proud of you. I want you to be proud of yourself. And I want us to make a commitment right now together that this is going to be the year. It's not just going to be another year of talking. It's not just going to be another year of great energy at the top of the year. We're going to carry this energy throughout the whole entire year because this is the year where everything changes for you. This is the year where you get everything that's meant for your life. This is the year where you break through. This is the year where you level up. This is the year where you get everything you've been working so hard for. Everything you've been praying for. You're going to become a magnet this year. A magnet that attracts greatness. A magnet that attracts happiness. A magnet that attracts the right relationships, the right opportunities. A magnet that attracts the right doors that are meant for your life. This is going to be the year. The year when you tell your story that changed everything. The year when you tell your grandkids that changed everything. 2024 is going to be your year. I don't care what happened last year. I don't care what happened 10 years ago. This is your new beginning. So right now, I want you to say, I own it. Right now, I want you to say, I own it. I want you to say, I'm here. It is time to go get what's meant for your life. But I got to be real with you. We can't just talk it. We can't just type it. We got to do it. We can't be okay with playing small. We can't be okay with accepting less. We can't be okay with being comfortable. My friend, you're going to have to get very uncomfortable this year. Because where your life is going, it's going to levels that your dreams couldn't even bring to you. It's going to places that your mind couldn't even imagine. You're about to get to a place in your life that's wow. It's going to blow your mind. But in order to get to that place, our first order of business is we got to be real with ourselves. And how we're being real with ourselves is that we have to stop avoiding things that are meant for our life. And let me break this down. So many people are going to go through this year having a spirit of avoidance. They're avoiding uncomfort. They're avoiding hard work. They're avoiding being alone. They're avoiding the journey. They're avoiding what it takes to be great. They're avoiding the commitments. They're avoiding the discipline. They're avoiding the consistency. They're avoiding what's in their heart to do what's right. Even if doing what's right isn't liked. Even if doing what's right isn't celebrated. Even with doing what's right might leave people behind. They're avoiding it. So right now, my friend, you got to get rid of that spirit of avoidance. Because for so long, you've been avoiding the wrong things. And what I mean by the wrong things, you've been avoiding the things that you need to embrace. Maybe you have been avoiding real conversations that hold you accountable. Maybe you've been avoiding the conversation where you need to speak your peace to protect your peace. Maybe you've been avoiding that decision that you know you need to make that will take your life to the next level. Maybe you've been avoiding that environment that pushes you to grow, that decision that you know you need to decide on. Maybe you've been avoiding that. But you got to make a choice right now. If this year is going to be any different for real, not just words, not just New Year's resolutions, but if you're going to make it real for you in real life. Because a lot of people talk change, a lot of people type change, but that's not going to be you. You're going to make it real for yourself right now in real life. You're not just going to say, I love my family. You're going to make it real in real life. You're not just going to say, I'm going to get my best life. No, you're going to make it real in real life. You're not just going to say, this is my season. No, you're going to make it real in real life. It's time to make it real. It's time to stop hoping. It's time to stop dreaming. It's time to stop wishing. It's time to stop planning. I know this sounds crazy. It's time to stop setting goals, and it's time to go get it. You know what to do. And don't take this message out of context, but what's going to make it real for you this year? What's going to make it real for you when you say you get chills up your spine? Because it's that real. What's going to be life dependent? Because going through the motions, treating your dreams like a hobby, treating your life so passive, this is not going to be a passive year for you. We're not going to allow things to pass us by. We're not going to allow opportunity to pass us by. We're not going to allow our next level to pass us by. We're not going to sit here and be complacent and stress. We're not going to sit here and be complacent and settling for less. We're not going to sit here and be complacent and tolerating things we shouldn't tolerate. It's time for you to make it real. I don't care about the announcements. I don't care about what you put on Facebook. I don't care about what you're saying. This is going to be your year and all the changes you're going to make. Make it real. Because that's what's keeping you from it. It's not your capabilities. It's not your lack of knowledge. We can use those things as excuses to keep us in a place that makes us okay with being there because we say we don't have this yet. We don't have that yet. You got you. And you acting like you ain't enough. You acting like you ain't her, you ain't him. You acting like you ain't got the capabilities. You acting like you can't make it possible. That spirit of avoidance has to leave right now. We're not avoiding the journey that we know we need to take no more. We're not avoiding the things that we know we need to do no more. We're not avoiding the decisions that we know we need to decide on no more. We're not avoiding the choices that we know we need to choose no more. We're not doing that no more. It stops now. This is the year where we get very uncomfortable in a good way. This is the year where we embrace these new beginnings. This is the year where we go into the unfamiliar. And you know why it's unfamiliar? Because you haven't been there yet. Greatness is unfamiliar. Your next level is unfamiliar. Growth is unfamiliar. That you inside of you that you haven't met yet is going to be unfamiliar. But guess what? It's going to become very familiar by the end of this year because you're walking into your new. You're walking into your next level. You're walking into your greatness. And don't let this be the motivational speech. This is real talk. It is time for you to make it real. And how you gonna make it real? You gonna have that assertive spirit. Not the avoidance spirit that so many people have. That assertive spirit where you're gonna assert yourself right in the thick of it. You're gonna assert yourself in the deep waters, because you can swim, my friend. You're going to assert yourself in the uncomfort, because outside the comfort zone is what? Is what? Yeah. It's where change takes place. It's where growth takes place. It's where your next level rests. It's where your greatness is staying. You're asserting yourself in the life that you want. You've been watching for too long. You've been waiting for too long. You gotta have that assertive spirit. You see, the assertive spirit is an intentional spirit. It's a purposeful spirit. Everything we do is purpose this year. The conversation we have is purpose. The text messages is perfect. The environment we're around is purpose. The calendar is purpose. We are asserting ourselves in purpose. And what that means is that if it holds no purpose, we ain't around it. If it holds no purpose, you ain't doing it. If it holds no purpose, you ain't got time for it unapologetically. That assertive spirit. You're asserting yourself and your worth this year. You demand it. You don't let nobody shortchange you. You don't let nobody make you feel like you less. You ain't got to shrink yourself. You ain't got to silence yourself no more. You walk boldly. You walk courageously. You assert yourself with your worth. For so long, we've been avoiding our worth. We've been scared to speak our worth, to live our worth, to demand our worth, to embrace our worth. But if you don't embrace your own worth, don't expect the world to do any different. This is the year right now where you assert yourself. Because see, that avoidance lifestyle is a passive lifestyle. And there's people, listen to me right now, and this might be you. You spent your whole life letting life pass you by. Those, I'm not enough for this, I'm not enough for that. You're enough for the life that is meant for you, and that's all that matters. You might not be enough for your comparison. You might not be enough for who they want you to be. You might not be enough for that social media thing. You might not be enough for that environment, and that's okay. You're enough for your worth. You're enough for yourself. You're enough for your purpose. You're enough for the life that's meant for you. But you got to make a decision right now where this can't just be no energy high thing and, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. And then 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, 2 months later, August gets around, September gets around, and this is very foreign to you. You no longer made it real. What's going to make it real for you? I want you to write that down right now. Get clear on that right now. What's going to make it real for you in real life? Because I'm going to tell you this, social media, and I love social media, by the way. That's probably why you're here, because you follow me on social media. But social media has the tendency to make us make believe. What do I mean by that? Social media, we can post something. We can post that this is my year, and you're going to get a dopamine hit because people are going to like it and love it. People are going to get in the comments because they love you and support you and say, yes, it's your year, it's your year. Or maybe you might post, I'm changing everything this year. Or maybe you might post, this is going to be my best year in my health. And I love the intention. I love it. But intention without action is pointless. Intention without purpose, without follow through. You can't be a great shooter in basketball without a follow through. I know you're shooting for your dreams right now. I know you're shooting for your worth right now. I know you're shooting for your respect right now. I know you're shooting for everything that you want in your life right now. I know you're shooting for your healing right now. I know you're shooting for your breakthrough right now, but you gotta follow through. You gotta follow through. The breakthrough happens when you follow through. The healing happens when you follow through. The next level happens when you follow through. What does the follow through mean? It means staying committed to what you said you were going to do. Even when that mood has left you. Even when that struggle gets the best of you. Because you remember, it's not there to break you. It is just there to test you. It's just there to show you how bad you really want it. Because when you're serious about change, you don't need no new year. You just need this moment. And this moment right now, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to make it real right now. I want you to feel the realness. I want you to feel yourself living your best life. I want you to feel yourself living assertive, living purposeful. I want you to feel yourself not avoiding, but embracing everything that's meant for your life. Not self-sabotaging anymore. Not talking yourself out of it anymore. But developing systems and strategies that lead you to your success. That lead you to your best life. Get clear on your best life right now. Feel that best life. You're the narrator of your life. Nobody else. And the truth is, you might have been allowing other things, pain, people, etc., to narrate your life, comparison to narrate your life. You need to become the narrator of your life this year. You have a choice. You hear me? You have a choice. And I'm going to say this unapologetically because I want you to feel me. You have a choice right now to decide who you're going to be. And I mean truly decide. So when inconvenience shows up, you're not going back. When challenges show up, when loneliness shows up, when et cetera shows up, you're staying committed to who you're deciding you're going to be this year. And so I want you to make this decision right now. And don't make it for me, make it for yourself. But you got a choice. You can be one or two people. The first person is the person who wants to be rescued. This is the person that's always waiting for somebody else to do it for him. Always waiting on the apology. Always waiting on the change behavior. Always waiting on the opportunity from somebody else. Always waiting on the world to change in their favor. Always waiting on looking to be rescued. And for some of you listening to me right now, and maybe this is you, but you've been drowning because you don't realize the truth is that nobody's coming to rescue you. And I know that hurts to hear, but you've been drowning in sadness. You've been drowning in pain. You've been drowning in your past because you're waiting on somebody to rescue you. You're waiting on the perfect time to rescue you. You're waiting on the tide to change to rescue you. You're waiting on the storm to end to rescue you. And the truth is, the majority of people, human beings, they're waiting to be rescued. And they live their whole entire life that way. It's the person that's blaming. It's the person that's complaining. It's the person that's pointing fingers. It's the person that's stuck in their sad story. You can be that person. I understand it. I get it. Life gets hard. It's tough. Or you can be this person. The person that takes the responsibility. Unapologetically. Takes the responsibility even when they aren't responsible for it. They say these words, "It's on me." It's not on them. It's not on the world. It's not on anybody else. It's on me. And I want that responsibility. It reminds me of the athlete. You got the one athlete that's waiting on somebody else to do it, somebody else to change it, somebody else to make the play. They're waiting to be rescued. But then there's the superstar. The superstar goes to the coach and say, "Coach, put it on me. Coach, draw up the play for me. Coach, put the team on my back. I want that responsibility because, coach, I'm built for it." And you, my friend, you're that superstar. You're built for it. Everything you went through, everything you've been through, everything you got through that tried to break you but didn't break you and you broke through, you're that superstar. All the things that were supposed to take you out, all the things that were supposed to end your life, you are the superstar. You're built for this moment. You're built for this year. You're built for your best life. But you got to make the choice. Do you want to be rescued? Or do you want the responsibility? Do you want to be rescued? Are you looking to be saved? Are you looking for somebody else to do it? Somebody else to give you an opportunity? Somebody else to open the door? Somebody else to believe in you? Or you said, I'm not waiting no more. I'm creating. I'm working. I'm living. I'm not even fighting no more. I'm living. Because the truth is, you've been fighting for too long. You've been fighting the wrong battles. You see, God says victory is yours. So why are you fighting? No more fighting for your best life. Just go live your best life. No more fighting for your worth. Just go live in your worth. Because the battle has already been won. The plan has already been planned. The path has already been paved. You just got to take those ordered steps. And I know sometimes it's hard to see the whole journey. But don't you for a second doubt the path. You take the responsibility to be your own leader. You see, there's a lot of people in this world that's wanting somebody else to lead their life, somebody else to rescue their life, somebody else to show them the way. No, not you. This is your year. This is your year where you say, I'm responsible. It's on me and I want it on me. I want all the pressure because I know pressure is privilege. I want all the stress because I know that stress will turn into success. I want that positive stress, not that negative stress, that positive stress that strengthens the muscle, that strengthens the mindset, that strengthens the attitude, that strengthens the confidence. Throw the walls at me because I'm breaking through. Throw the challenges at me because I'm conquering them. Throw the obstacles at me because I'm overcoming them. Everything that is sent my way to stop me, it will not stop me, it will not block me. I will overcome. I want that responsibility. My hand is raised. Raise your hand right now. Raise your hand and say, I want the responsibility. Call on me. Because I'm walking into my calling this year. I'm walking into my greatness this year. It's your time. But I ask you again as we wrap this episode up. You got to make it real, my friend. You got to be for real this time. Because you know what's coming up ahead. You've been down this road before. You know the unexpected is coming, so expect it. You know the schemes, the plots against your life, the enemies, the storms, etc. It's coming. But you make up in your mind right now that you're not quitting. You can cry. You can fail. You can lose. But one thing that you cannot do this year is fold. You can cry, you can scream, you can rest. But one thing you cannot do this year is stop. Let that sit with your heart. I want you to feel this moment right now, man. I want you to feel this power right now. And I want you to grab it. I want you to hold on to it tight, and I don't want you to let it go. Capture this feeling and keep this feeling with you for the rest of this year, because this is your year. You're not folding this year. You're not breaking this year. You're not quitting this year. You're finishing this year. And not just finishing, just to finish. You're going to finish with pride. You're going to finish with confidence. You're going to finish with conquer. You're going to finish with dominance. You're going to finish like the superstar that you are. Change is coming your way. Breakthrough is coming your way. Everything you need is coming your way. Be ready. I'll leave you with this question. In moments of adversity, in times of struggle, in the down seasons, what's your character gonna default to? The answer to that question is pivotal to making this year your year. Most people default to the rescue mentality. Most people default to the complain spirit. That cannot be you this year. Your default character has to be, I'm never folding. Your default character has to be, I'm breaking through. Your default character has to be, I'm not tripping, I'm overcoming this. Your default character has to be victory. That victorious spirit in 2024 is who you have to decide to be without any wavering. But that choice is yours. If you got to the end of this episode, I want you to hit me up and tell me, rescue or responsibility? That's all I need to know. If you choose responsibility, I know you're riding with me. Let's make this year the year, your year. That's dominated. It all starts with you. Welcome to the Trent Shown Podcast. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this with a person that you want to dominate 2024 with. And just tell them, just listen. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget,
I teach live every single month in Growth Day 2. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.